From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The stock market has been on a tear lately. And today, the best-known measure, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, closed at a record high, 11,727. Behind this dramatic run-up is a sharp fall in energy prices. The price of a barrel of oil fell more than $2 today. Oil closed below $59 a barrel for the first time since mid-February. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, it's not just cheaper oil. Analysts say there's a widespread perception that interest rates may have peaked.
From his perch on the trading floor at Bear Stearns, senior managing director Michael Driscoll has seen a lot of ups and downs in the stock market. Driscoll says the Dow closing at a record high doesn't generate quite the same excitement here that it might once have.
It matters. I mean, I think we're all aware of what the numbers are and what it means and a closing high and so on and so forth. But for the most part, I think people have a little bit less of a euphoric opinion of it than they may have had a couple of years ago.
Stock prices have been in a kind of trough since January 2000. In that time, they have been battered by corporate scandals, terrorist attacks, rising energy prices, and war. But Driscoll says in recent months, things have gotten a lot better. Energy prices have fallen from this year's high, and it looks like interest rates have stopped rising.
I'd say the biggest catalysts are probably a growing perception that the Federal Reserve has ceased raising interest rates after 17 consecutive hikes. The goal was the soft landing. It looks like they got that.
Driscoll says that's brought a lot of investors back into the market. Over the next few months, he says a lot of fund managers and individual investors will try to catch up by buying stock, and that will keep prices rising. For stock investors, it's not exactly irrational exuberance, but it will do. Mike and Ellen Smith have seen their stock portfolios grow nicely. The couple are in town from Seattle and are standing outside the New York Stock Exchange taking pictures. The Smiths lost some money in the dot-com boom, and to them, the turnaround in the Dow is a welcome development.
Oh, because we had a lot of dot-com companies, just crazy things. But, you know, it's coming back, and, you know, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great news. I love it. Why? Well, that just means I'm getting richer.
Others remain uneasy. Not far away stands Phil Raposo, who works as a money manager on Cape Cod. Raposo notes that the other stock indexes aren't doing as well as the Dow. The NASDAQ index is less than half where it was in 2000.
We do not have across-the-board confirmation of the other indexes doing what the Dow's doing. And historically, any time the Dow has been leading the market, that's not been a good thing.
Raposo says when investors are nervous, they tend to put money into the kinds of big-cap stocks that make up the Dow. So if the Dow is doing a lot better than other indexes, it may be a sign of weakness in the economy. Why should investors be so nervous? One reason, he says, is the weak housing market.
This isn't a mild slowdown. There was an indicator that came out not just a week ago that we are at a 13-year high in housing inventory for sale, 1 year after a peak. Unheard of. It takes years to have that happen.
Raposo says the weak housing market can only make people feel less wealthy, and he says that will lead to a decline in consumer spending and a downturn in the economy. If that proves to be the case, the record high Dow closing may turn out to be a kind of false spring for investors. But for now, at least, consumer spending appears to be holding up, and a lot of investors are seeing reason for optimism. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.